Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
John chapter 4, verse 34 and 35. Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Do you not say, 'There are yet 4 months, then comes the harvest'? Look, I tell you, lift up your eyes and see that the fields are white for harvest." These verses come at the end of Jesus' conversation with a Samaritan woman at the well in John chapter 4. And the disciples come out. She goes back into town to talk about who she has met. Jesus is having this conversation with the disciples. They're saying, "Hey, you haven't eaten." And he says, "Oh, I've eaten. I have much better food than you've eaten. My food is to do the will of him who sent me, to finish his work. Basically, what sustains me is obeying the Father, accomplishing his will, doing the mission he sent me to do here in John 4 to bring living water to a woman at the well." And then he says, "Open your eyes and look. There's so much work to do. There's so many people," the harvest language here, "who are in need of the grace and mercy of God, the living water that Jesus has come to offer." So Jesus says, "This is food. This is sustenance. Giving your life, making this living water known to those who are thirsty. And they're ready to hear it. Open your eyes and look. Don't say later, like the fields are ripe for harvest." And oh, I pray for this perspective in my life, in each of our lives, that we would have open eyes, that we would realize all around us, there are people in need of living water. There are people in need of salvation in Christ all around us. Right now, today, we will be surrounded by people, all of us, in different parts of the world where we live and we work and we carry on with life. There are people around us who are in need of the grace of Christ. So God, help us to open our eyes and see that they're white for harvest, that they're ready to hear. Certainly not everybody is going to respond favorably when we share the gospel, but help us to believe that when we share, many are ready to hear. They want what you alone can offer. You've wired their souls to want you, to need you, to need grace from you. Jesus, you've made that grace possible through your death on the cross. You've made living water, eternal satisfaction possible in God. So God, we pray, just like we were surrounded in a desert by people and we have water, and we would with urgency say, "Our work is to get this water to as many people as possible." God, help us to live that way. Help us to live today, this week, that way. Help us to live our lives with that kind of urgency for the harvest fields around us. And God, just like you worked in that Samaritan woman at the well, we pray that you would work in many hearts, many, many hearts through our lives, that you would draw many hearts to know the life, eternal life, satisfaction, rivers of living water that are found in you. God, may many people, even today, we pray that people today would drink from that water as a result of our lives living with urgency for the spread of your grace. God, may it be so, we pray. May that be our food today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.